Salt Lake County officials tell the county council they need more money. Governor Herbert considers a proposed agreement between Nevada and Utah over water in the Snake Valley. And a group of Utah businesses asks President Obama to create a new national monument. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Wednesday, November 14th. I'm Brian Grimmett. Elected officials responsible for a handful of Salt Lake County departments presented their budget needs to the county council yesterday. Most of those executives, including the Salt Lake County Sheriff, District Attorney, and Auditor, say they'll be hard-pressed to perform their required duties without an increase in tax revenue. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Last week, outgoing Mayor Peter Caroon unveiled his 2013 county budget proposal, which includes a 17.5% property tax increase to sustain current funding levels. Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill says without additional revenue, his office will have to lay off up to 40 employees. He told the council he cannot sustain the loss of any employees without significantly affecting the level of legal services his office provides.
I'm a prosecutor. I go out and prosecute criminals. All I know is that if I don't have the resources or the bodies to do it, I can't do my job. This is not something that we can ignore any longer.
Salt Lake County has not adjusted property taxes for inflation in more than a decade. Republican Councilman Steve DeBry says he's not ready to vote for a tax increase, but if he does, it will be a last resort.
We're trying to go through the process now to see what, in fact, we can do to mitigate it, and we're exhausting everything we need to see what we can do to hopefully not have this tax increase, or if it's the last resort, that maybe it's not as big as the mayor proposed.
The Salt Lake County Council will likely finalize the budget in early December. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
The attorneys who have looked over the agreement between the states of Utah and Nevada over water in the Snake Valley say Utah's better off with the deal than without it. Steve Clyde is one of the lawyers the governor asked to look over the deal. He told the legislature's Water Development Commission yesterday the agreement gives Utah some legal tools to stop environmental damage on the Utah side of the state line.
This agreement does provide that if there is harm, some of the mitigation steps may actually require the curtailment of diversions by Nevada and its water users. And this agreement does that, whereas normal water law would not.
The Southern Nevada Water Authority wants to pump groundwater from the interior valleys of the Great Basin to Las Vegas. The agreement between the states is required by federal law, but Nevada has been waiting 3 years for the state of Utah to sign it. More than 100 businesses involved in outdoor recreation in Utah have signed a letter to President Obama asking him to create a huge new national monument across public land in southern Utah. The proposed Greater Canyonlands National Monument would include more than 2,000 square miles stretching from Hanksville nearly to Blanding and including all of Canyonlands National Park and much of the Glen Canyon National Recreation Area. State Representative Mike Noel, whose district would include the new monument, sees it as another attempt by environmental extremists to control public land for their own benefit.
It creates a situation where you have the local people and you have the state of Utah that loses what I think is an issue of state sovereignty, of what we can do with our public lands.
Backers of the plan say it would limit oil and gas development and other extractive industries, but people who enjoy off-roading, bicycling, and other outdoor recreation would be able to continue using the land.
The Wyoming Department of Game and Fish is studying the population of burbot in Flaming Gorge Reservoir and warning anglers not to disturb any nets they find in the lake. Burbot is an invasive species that was stocked in the Green River drainage illegally. The nets will stay there until the reservoir freezes. Bidders paid more than $725,000 on Tuesday for oil and gas drilling leases in Utah. They cover about 13,000 acres and 13 parcels in eastern and central Utah. The highest price, $265,000, went for a 520-acre parcel in the Green River District. The BLM kept other parcels off the auction block over protest by environmental groups. A new report by AAA shows that Utah's average gas price dropped 4 cents from last month, but remains 32 cents higher than a year ago. The average price in Utah is $3.71 a gallon, sixth highest in the nation. The lowest prices are in Missouri at $3.10 a gallon. The American Civil Liberties Union says it's suing Davis School District for limiting student access to a library book about a lesbian couple raising children. In Our Mother's House tells the story of three adopted children growing up with two mothers. District officials require parents to sign a permission slip before students can check out the book, citing state law, which prohibits advocacy of homosexuality in its curriculum. The Weber County attorney has released the name of the man killed in a standoff with Ogden police. But County Attorney Dee Smith wouldn't say if Aaron Matthew Collier was killed by police or whether he shot himself. Smith says he's waiting for the autopsy report on that. Investigators say officers traded gunshots with Collier when they arrived at his home early Sunday morning. Later, a SWAT team entered the home and found the suspect dead. And finally, the five nuns who remain at the Mount Benedict Monastery in Ogden say they'll leave northern Utah as soon as they can sell their home. The Order of Sisters came to Utah in 1944 with the intention of building a hospital. St. Benedict's has now become Ogden Regional Medical Center and operates under a private, for-profit owner. Two of the sisters are still employed there, while the others serve in different capacities. They've realigned themselves now with St. Benedict's Monastery in St. Joseph, Minnesota, and they say that's the right thing to do as they get older. And that is your KUER News Pod for Wednesday, November 14th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, be sure to check us out online at KUER.org. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.